Hey, human. What's a cute little thing like you doing this deep in the dark, spooky forest, Are you lost? I bet I could help you out there. I know this place like the back of my claws. Why don't you come back to my place for a bit? Rest up. Oh, I'm sorry. First, let me introduce myself. My name is Luna, but you can call me anytime.
You know, Luna, that line would work a lot better if there was reception out here, and also if you didn't look like a big ugly furball.
Ugh, Scarlet. What are you doing here?
I just came here to pick up my lovely little human here. Preferably before you got your stench all over them.
Hey, I had a bath last week.
Ugh, gross. You know what? Don't even look at my human. Don't even look in their general direction. You can maintain a respectful distance of 3 miles from them at all times. And you know what? Don't even think about them. Nope, you did it. You thought about them, didn't you?
Ooh, big thought police. What's a puny little vampire like you gonna do to me, huh? You couldn't even overcome a clove of garlic, much less me. Besides, you'd need a silver bullet to hurt me. I don't suppose you have any of those, do you?
Care to find out?
You don't scare me. You wouldn't cross a stream, much less someone like me. Which is why my sweetheart human here would be much safer with me. Isn't that right, precious? This forest is full of dangers. Like Scarlet here. She's been stalking you, after all. I would have gotten rid of her earlier, but you're supposed to stab a vampire through the heart, and, well, quite frankly, I don't think she has one. Why don't we just head back to my place? We'll be able to avoid her then. As long as we don't invite her in, that is. Which won't be a problem. I mean, who would ever invite her to anything?
Please. You say that like you didn't get kicked out of every party your pack ever threw. What was the reason again? Stealing tickets to an upcoming movie this one time or something? Talk about pathetic.
The tickets were all sold out, and it was my sweetheart human's favorite movie. What was I supposed to do? Not steal them?
Yes.
Oh, please, it's not a big deal. Besides, they sold more tickets than seats, so ours got refunded. And you know what? We didn't even get to see the movie, but it's okay. I can always entertain my sweetheart human here in other ways. For instance, you know, darling, I might not be a vampire like Scarlet, but I can still leave you with a gentle little bite mark if you're into that.
You know, that sounds much more like threatening than flirting, what with you being a werewolf and all, right, Luna? But I wouldn't expect you to know how to flirt. Especially not with that garbage pickup line you tried earlier. Here, tell you what, I'll show you how it's done. Hey, my darling human. I was wondering if you had an extra heart. Mine was just stolen.
I knew it! You don't have a heart!
Shut up, Luna. You're missing the point. Hold on, let me try another one. Hey there, darling human. Did you know? Your body is 65% water, and I'm thirsty.
That doesn't work if you drink blood.
Oh, damn. Okay, let me retry that. Hold on. How much of a human's body is blood again? Let me look this up. Damn it. There's no signal here.
You know, you'd think a vampire, of all people, would know just how much blood a human has.
Whatever. It's probably like 23% or something, right? You know what? It doesn't matter. Here, let me pull out the ace in my sleeve. Hey there, darling human. I'm pretty and you're cute. Together, we'd be pretty cute.
Ugh, you? Pretty? Barf. Even your reflection doesn't want to see you. Come on, my sweetheart human. Let's ditch Scarlet here. Go back to my place. You can see how soft I am. Oh, I mean, how soft my fur is. It looks majestic, too, doesn't it? You know, my pack calls me the most fine in the forest.
Well, this human here is the most mine in the forest, so back off already. You're provoking me, and you really don't want to.
Ooh, I'm scared.
You should be. You're a threat to my darling human, and I'd do anything for them. Anything. I would even enter a church. Or eat garlic breadsticks for them.
Ooh, daring, aren't we? Oh my god, all you can eat garlic breadsticks.
Oh, you just don't get it, do you? One time, my darling lost their keys because, unbeknownst to them, a bird took them.
I'm sorry, a bird?
It was a big bird. So I turned into my bat form, and I chased that bird 800 miles, all just to get them and put them back where my human would find them. That bird had a lot of stamina. But the point is, I am much more capable of caring for my human than you.
Because you chased a key-stealing bird?
Yes.
I mean, call me crazy.
You're crazy.
But I feel like that particular scenario isn't going to come up very often. Like, it's pretty weird it happened once.
Look, the bird is not what matters here. What's important is that I'm more capable than you.
More capable at chasing a bird. 800 miles. For keys. This sounds like you made it up, you know? Do you have proof that this happened?
No, obviously not. Shut up!
Okay, all right. I'll leave it alone. It's a little weird, but I'll leave it alone. You are definitely more capable than me at retrieving a set of keys that a bird for some reason stole and took 800 miles away. Sure, you're more capable at that than me. And yet, you're still incapable of a good pickup line. That reminds me. I've got one. Hold on. Hey, my sweetheart human. Are you the moon? Because you make me howl.
You dork, you got that online, didn't you?
Oh, like you didn't look up all your pickup lines, too.
You're just projecting. You should really watch your tongue.
Oh, yeah? How about you watch it for me?
Disgusting. I should really just end you here, but if you back off now, then against my better judgment, I will spare your pathetic life. And you should really take me up on my offer. I buried the last werewolf that tried to hit on my darling human, 6 feet under the ground.
Sounds fake. I watch my sweetheart human almost constantly, and I never remember another werewolf hitting on them.
I emphasize tried. But anyway, I beat that other werewolf. Do you really believe you can beat me?
Yeah, with a stick. I mean, literally with a stick. I could stake you right now.
Please, you're barely a werewolf. You look a lot more like just a dog to me.
I'm not a dog. I'm a werewolf. You know I'm a werewolf. Look, werewolf, herewolf, me, wolf.
If you're a werewolf, then why do you always look so damn pleased with yourself whenever you wear a collar, just like a dog?
It's complicated, and I can't explain it in front of you on YouTube. They frown on that sort of thing.
Come on, my sweet, darling human. Let's go back to my mansion. I have so many thralls there that will serve at your beck and call. They even do party tricks. The mutt here isn't going to be much of a host. All she'll do is dirty your living space, getting her gross fur everywhere.
I'd be the much better host. I'm way more interesting. Listen to me, my sweetheart human. I've got so many interesting hobbies, like lockpicking. You know, locks are really easier to pick than you'd think, especially yours. You should really change them, by the way. Not because I broke them, but, I kind of did. But I'm really good at picking in general. After all, I picked you, sweetheart.
That's nothing. You know, my darling human, I've got lots of cool hobbies myself. For instance, I'm rather fond of stargazing. Though recently, the only star I've been gazing at is you.
Oh, you stole that from online too, didn't you?
I'm just speaking from the heart.
The heart you don't have?
My human stole it. What can I say? I just love my darling humans so much, they take my breath away.
You're a vampire. You don't even breathe.
I can if I want to.
Wow, I'm so impressed that your atrophied lung tissue can still function.
Thank you. It is impressive.
You know, my sweetheart human, lockpicking isn't my only hobby.
Oh, let me guess. You also enjoy chasing cars and fetching sticks.
I mean, I do, but that's not what I was going to talk about. Actually, I was going to say I enjoy wood carving. I happen to make a lot of steaks, actually. Really wish I had one on me right about now. What about you, Scarlet? What's your next lame hobby?
Cheesy pickup lines.
Oh, are we all out of real hobbies? That's what I thought. See, you're boring. My home is the much better place for my lovely little human. It's got me in it, so that goes without saying. And I'm more loving and I can cuddle way better than you can, Scarlet.
Bullshit. I call bullshit. I will prove you wrong, Luna. We need to have a cuddle contest right here, right now. I will prove I'm the better cuddler than you.
Scarlet, you don't mean with me and you cuddling each other, do you?
What? Oh, ew! No! Oh, I would never dream of it.
Oh, good. That's what I was gonna say. I mean with way more ews, though. But that doesn't matter. Either way, we can't have a cuddling contest. You know why? Because I am not letting you so much as touch my beloved human.
It sounds to me like you're just scared of losing.
Oh, Scarlet, please. Think about it logically. I'm saving you embarrassment here. You don't have fur. You don't even have a functioning circulatory system. You are at a severe disadvantage.
Well, you do have a point. But that doesn't matter. Just go back to your pack already and chase squirrels or whatever it is you losers do to pass the time. Need I remind you that I am the one with the gun here?
Ooh, yeah, the gun that doesn't have any silver bullets. I mean, if it did, you'd have shot me by now, wouldn't you? But it doesn't, so you didn't. You're just bluffing.
I am not bluffing.
Oh, yeah? How you gonna prove it? Shoot me?
I might.
Ooh, you've got a clean shot. Go for it. Do it, do it, do it.
The gun is very loud, and I don't want to hurt my darling human's ears.
Ugh, I wonder if my claws are long enough to count as stakes.
Oh, they're not. That's what the last werewolf said, and their claws were way longer than yours.
Damn. Well, there's got to be some way to settle this.
I suppose we could just wait to see what the human says.
Oh, you know, that does make a lot of sense. Why didn't I think of that before?
Probably because you're you. Anyway, what do you say, my darling human? Who do you want to pick?